You're listening to SBS News.
Lion Air Flight 610 took off from Jakarta at 6:20 a.m. local time on Monday, en route for Pangkalpanang on an island off Sumatra. It lost contact 13 minutes later. An air tracking service showed the Boeing jet climb to more than 1,500 meters before losing and then regaining height, and then finally fell into the Java Sea. An immense search team, including soldiers, police, and local fishermen, are involved in recovery efforts. The search and rescue director says human remains, aircraft debris, and personal belongings have been recovered.
We will continue the searching operation around the clock. We will work in shifts every 4 to 5 hours during the search operation until we find the wreckage.
Distraught family members are struggling to comprehend the disaster, with the aircraft only 2 months old and fine weather conditions prevailing at the time of the crash. They gathered at crisis centres set up at airports, hoping desperately for a miracle. But security officials say it is unlikely there will be any survivors. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is promising that, at the very least, families will soon be given answers.
We understand the concern of the families, but we hope the family members can be patient to wait for the search and rescue teams that are working very hard at the location of the crash.
The Department of Foreign Affairs says the Australian Embassy in Jakarta is urgently trying to find out if any Australians were involved. Aviation expert Peter Harbison from the Centre for Aviation says, although it's not known whether any Australians were on the flight that crashed, Australians do use Lion Air.
Lion probably flies about two-thirds of the domestic services in Indonesia, so pretty much most Australians who travel around in Indonesia would fly on Lion Air. It's now the largest domestic low-cost carrier in Indonesia by a long shot. It's got 225 aircraft in the group. It's got about 450 aircraft on order.
The disaster is a setback for Indonesia's airline industry, which just emerged from decades-long bans by the European Union and the United States over safety concerns. And Lion Air has a mixed safety record, with at least 19 incidents involving the budget carrier between 2002 and 2013. 25 people were killed in 2004 when the DC-9 they were on crashed amid heavy rain in central Java. In 2013, a pilot overran the runway in Bali and ended up in the ocean, but there were no casualties. The night before the latest crash, the same Boeing jet had experienced technical problems during a flight from Bali to Jakarta. Aviation experts say Lion Air will need to explain why Flight 610 was not grounded.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.